Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. He's amazing. He's truly a good father. A good, good father. Hallelujah. What a mighty God he is. What a great father he is. Go ahead. Come on. One more. Just one more. One more. Let's give him one more bout and one more praise. One more shout. One more song. One more worship. Hallelujah. We bless your name, our Father. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the breath in our lungs. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the air that we breathe. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for great grace over our lives. Thank you for strength. We lift you up and we adore you today. Hallelujah. Receive all our glory, Lord. Bless your word to us. Speak your word very clearly into our hearts. Give us great grace, understanding. Think through my mind. Speak through my vocal cords. Help me, O God, to speak what is your heart, what is your mind today. The revelation of your truth that is eternal and perpetual, that will never change. And Father God, let there be an impartation of your great grace and glory upon the lives of your people. Every man and every woman, every boy and every girl, everyone under the sound of my voice today. Father God, let something supernatural happen in every life. Lord, by the impartation of your word, I thank you for it. I give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank you for joining us today for this month's edition of our Abundant Life Online Worship Experience, popularly called ALO. What a glorious, glorious opportunity. Lovely day. Hallelujah. Wherever you are in the world, thank you for being a part of this service. Amen. Glory to God. I want us to go into our confession, our 2025 confession. But I just also want to speak a blessing, the blessing of the Lord upon the nation of Ukraine. The peace of God, the shalom of God, we speak over that nation. We speak over Gaza and we ask and declare the peace of God regarding that conflict that is going on there. We pray for the wisdom of God to permeate that situation. We pray for his mercy to shield innocent lives in that region of the world. We believe God for a mighty, mighty, mighty deliverance for all of his people everywhere. I know there are so many conflicts going on all around the world. These ones our hearts have been on for quite a while, and we continue to trust God to bring a resolution to all of those different situations. I also just want to bless our son Emmanuel David. He's celebrating his birthday today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We rejoice. We thank God for his life. He's a mighty blessing. We call him Edie. Glory to God. We're so thankful for the great things the Lord is doing in his life. All right, let's go into our confessions, our 2025 confessions. 2, 3, go. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled, agitated, disturbed, intimidated, or unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body, In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my jubilee, and I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled, and all lack is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruits will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvests, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time, with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by His grace. I am led. I am ahead. I am blessed. I am the head. I have rest on every side, and I reap the rewards of faithfulness. Faithful is He who began this work in me, and He will also finish it in grand style. I have the mind of Christ. I think the thoughts of God. I walk in God's due order, and this is my due season. I am anointed with fresh oil and replenished with the dew of heaven. There is no lack and no stress, no dryness and no tiredness, no weakness and no sickness. The Ruach of God is breathing on my mind. The same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead quickens my body and my bones. I am sharp as a tack, and my memory is blessed and renewed. I will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break out with singing before me, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my season of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. By my hands, kingdoms are subdued, mountains are removed, promises are produced, and the enemies are confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by His mantle, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? And where are you, O great giant? I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with His feathers, and under His wings will I trust. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. I am treading under my feet with long life. He satisfies me, and He is showing me His salvation. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Then shall the lame person leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Waters will break out in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Would you say that last line of that confession with me? In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken in Jesus' mighty name. I want you to take it a step further. Let's make this a great confession of our faith. For the rest of my life, as I continue to walk in the revelation of God's divine truth, there will be nothing missing and there will be nothing broken in my life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want you to make that confession one more time. Say, for the rest of my life, as I continue to walk in the revelation of God's divine truth, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken in my life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Please go ahead and be seated if you are not yet seated, wherever you are. Let's get into the Word of God in Acts, the book of Acts and chapter 10 from verse 34. Glory to God. Peter opened his mouth and he said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that fears him and works righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching shalom by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all." That same message, that same word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. He went about doing good. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He went about doing good. Hallelujah. There's a song we used to sing. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. He healed the leper. He opened the eyes of the blind. Hallelujah. Everywhere he went, what was he doing? Nothing missing, nothing broken. In every life that he encountered, that he met, people came to him. Some, he met them by God's divine ordination. Whenever there was something missing, whenever there was something broken, what did the Lord do? He mended it. He fixed it. He supplied it. Hallelujah. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He's still going about doing good today. I said he's still going about doing good. In this service, he's doing good this morning. Wherever you are, God, hallelujah, has something uniquely packaged for you. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is right here with us. He's right there with you. Wherever you are, he's going around doing good, doing good, doing good, making sure in your life and in my life, there is nothing missing and there is nothing broken. That is the gospel of shalom. That is the message the Lord sent from way back to the children of Israel. It's the same message he sent to the house of Cornelius on this occasion through the mouth of his servant, Peter. Is the same message the Lord is sending your way today. The gospel of shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Is there something missing, my friends, in your life today? Oh, there is good news. The good news, the gospel of shalom, is coming your way right now. And the reason the Lord is sending that good news is to see to it whatsoever is missing, whatsoever is broken, can be mended, can be repaired, can be fixed, can be delivered in the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see where Peter said, God is no respecter of persons. He said it right there in verse 34. Of a truth, I perceive God is no respecter of persons. Of a truth, I perceive, Peter said, the apostle, God is no respecter of persons. And the Amplified, the Bible reads it this way. Peter opened his mouth and said, most certainly and thoroughly, I now perceive and I understand that God shows no partiality and he is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he who venerates and has a reverential fear of God, treating him with worshipful obedience and living uprightly, is acceptable to him, and he is sure of being received and welcomed by him. The good news that the Lord is sending to you and to me today, God is welcoming you. God is receiving you. The gospel that is coming out to you today, the gospel of shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, is declaring to you today that total life prosperity, which the Lord prepared and prepackaged for you, is being delivered to you in this service. In the name of Jesus, can somebody say amen to that? Can you say amen? Glory to God. I want you to go back with me to the beginning of that chapter, Acts chapter 10. This message Peter was ministering today, he was ministering to a people that were gathered together in the home of a man named Cornelius. Let's go read this story. Let's read what happened and how this whole thing began. In Acts chapter 10 from verse 1, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, who gave much alms to the people, and he prayed to God always. Oh, so he qualifies for nothing missing, nothing broken. God's due order is being manifested in the life of this Gentile man, this Gentile centurion named Cornelius. Look at the way the Amplified version puts verse 2. He said he was a devout man who venerated God and treated him with reverential obedience, as did all his household. Oh my goodness. As did all his household. And he gave much alms to the people and prayed continually to God. Hallelujah. As did he was a devout man, he venerated God and treated him with reverential obedience, as did his entire household. It wasn't just him. He ensured that that gospel that he believed, he ensured that that due order of God that he observed in his life was not just something that was limited to him, but his entire household was with him in this. Look at the verse, the third verse of this scripture. He said, he saw in a vision, evidently, about the ninth hour of the day, hallelujah, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid, and he said, what is it, Lord? He recognized him. What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, your prayers and your alms are come up for a memorial before God. The Amplified Bible reads verse 4 as such. It says, and he, gazing intently at him, at the angel, he became frightened, and he said, what is it, Lord? And the angel said unto him, your prayers and your generous gifts to the poor have come up as a sacrifice to God and have been remembered by him. Hallelujah. God is remembering you today. I say God is remembering you today. All your years of sacrifice, all your years of labor, all your years of prayers, God has remembered you and your household today. That cup is full, glory to God, is full to overflowing, and the overflow of the outpouring of God's shalom is coming out to you today. The clouds have become filled, hallelujah, with the glory of your sacrifices, of your prayers, and they're bursting out with rain over your life today. Somebody is going to get something that they have never had in this service today. Something's going to happen to someone that they have never experienced ever before in their lives today. As you enter into this revelation of divine truth, the Lord will visit you and your household in the name of Jesus. Exactly the same way he visited the house of Cornelius. Exactly the same way he visited Peter and gave him directions regarding this encounter with this Gentile nation. God is remembering you today, and he's sending you the overflow of what he has prepared concerning you and your family. The Lord said to him in verse 5, "And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside, and he will tell you that which you ought to do." And when the angels which spoke unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa to go and get Peter. Let's go right back there. When Peter opened his mouth, and when he met with Cornelius and his entire household that was gathered around him, hallelujah, Peter opened his mouth and he began to minister to them. And part of what he ministered is what we already read. But I want you to notice that it wasn't just Peter ministering the divine truth, revelation of God's divine truth. It was the Lord who was present in that meeting, waiting for the declaration of his divine truth, for the people to receive that declaration of the divine truth, and then for him to pour out his spirit as an affirmation, as an approval, as a confirmation of the word that had been spoken. As Peter was speaking, as Peter was ministering, the Bible tells us in verse 44 of Acts chapter 10, "While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them that heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit." The people were astonished. They couldn't believe their eyes that the Lord could pour out his Holy Spirit, could unleash from heaven, could rain down on this Gentile nation. Hallelujah. They were astonished. It wasn't just that God visited Cornelius. It wasn't just that God gave direction to Peter, but that God was actually in the room when the meeting happened. God was actually in the room. My friends, how different we will act, how different we will behave, how different we will respond if we realize that God is actually in the room. Oh, unfortunately, so many people have bought into religion unknowingly many times, unconsciously many times. People slide into a way of relating with the things of God. They become religious about it. Everything happens at that level of their minds. Everything is mental. Everything is physical. Many people have lost touch with the supernatural touch of God. Many people have lost touch with the supernatural touch of God. Many people don't realize God is actually in the room. God is in the room. This morning, God is in the room. Wherever you are, God is in the room. It's not just that God prepared a message and directed his servant and set a time, an appointment for us to get together and worship. No, God is in the room. God is in the room to speak to you today. But beyond that, God is in the room to pour out heaven's blessings upon you and your household. God is in the room to do something that you have never experienced yet. Hallelujah. There is a mindset that we must have when we are in the presence of God. When we realize he's right there with us, there's a mindset we must have. There's a way we must carry ourselves. We mustn't act like this is not a social get together. This is not like somebody invited us to their home, we just went to say hello to them. No. This is not just something we have to do because of tradition. No. God is in the room. As Peter spoke, do you see this in your Bible? As Peter spoke, the Lord himself poured out the Holy Spirit. The Bible said the Holy Spirit fell on the people. As God was delivering his word to them, as the people were receiving his word from God's servant, as though it was God himself that was ministering it, the Holy Spirit fell. My friends, there is a due order for walking with God. There is a due order that heaven recognizes. When we line up our lives with that due order, heaven cannot help itself. When we line up our lives with that heavenly due order, something supernatural happens in our lives. When we receive the word of God, oh my friends, remember Peter said, the word, everything begins with the word. He said, the word which God sent. You remember that in verse 36? The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching shalom by Jesus Christ, his Lord of all. Verse 37, that same word which was published throughout all Judea from the time of John is the same word that the Lord is sending to us today. Is the same message as the word of God goes forth. Everything begins with that word. You remember, hallelujah, I believe it's in Thessalonians, hallelujah, glory to God. I think it's 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Remember where it was Paul writing to the Thessalonian church. He said unto them, when you receive this word, when this word came, you didn't receive this word in a traditional way. You didn't receive this word like, oh, it was just the news. You didn't receive this word like somebody was just passing by and or just saying something that you overheard. You didn't receive this word like a casual phone call from a friend or an acquaintance. No. There is a way you receive this word. And because of the way you receive this word, that word will supernaturally, using the energy of God in it, will supernaturally turn something. The power and the blessing of nothing missing, nothing broken, begins from the way we receive God's word. Begins from the way we receive. In one moment, a word from God can transform our lives. My friends, we cannot continue on living our lives every day without paying attention to what the Lord spoke to us. The Lord shouldn't come back and find out time and again that the words he's ministered to us, that he gave time to prepare his prophets and his servants and his apostolic vessels to minister to us, those words are just by the wayside. No. That must not be us. This is what makes the difference. This is where the separation begins. When it's all said and done, we are all the same before God. He is no respecter of persons. But where the separation begins is the way we take his word. Is the way we take his word. It's how we hear it. It's how we believe it. It's how we receive it. It's how we meditate it. And how we act on it. Glory to God. Everywhere he went, we read that in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Everywhere he went, Jesus, when he was doing good. He was doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Well, how did he do it? How did he do it? Didn't he do it with his word? Yes, he did. Everywhere he went with his word, it was with his word that he drove out sicknesses. It was with his word that he stopped the storm when the storm was raging. And he said, peace be still, shalom. It was with his word that he healed the leper. Be healed, be healed. It was with his word that he translated the life of everyone that he came into contact with. It was with his word. The Bible tells us he sent forth his word and he delivered them. He delivered them. He sent forth his word and he healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. He sent forth his word. Everything begins with his word. The way we receive his word, the way we approach his word, it doesn't matter who is speaking it. God is no respecter of persons, but God is a respecter of commitment, faith, and spirit. God is no respecter of persons, but God is a respecter of commitment, faith, and spirit. It doesn't matter who is speaking it. When we hear the word and we receive the word as though God is in the room, because God is always in the room. Every time the word of God is spoken, God is always in the room. We can't be going around acting silly, walking in stupidity, and chewing gum and playing and distracted and just casual and nonchalant with the word. This time is different, my friends. This moment is different. This can make a difference in your life, in your future. This moment can make a difference in your destiny. This moment can make a difference. God can translate you. He can elevate you. God can take you out of Lodiba and set you up where princes alone sit. By his word, by his word. Some people think, Pastor, you are just usually too passionate. You are just too serious. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. You are right. You are just too serious about the word. You are just too passionate. Yes, you are right. I am. It's because I know the efficacy of the word. I know what is in the word. And I don't just know it by theory. I know it because of what it has done in my life. Everything begins with the word. Well, Pastor, I don't think it takes all that. Yes, it does. Why don't you go and tell that to Cornelius and his wife and their children and their cousins and nephews and their entire household, everyone that was gathered in that room? When Peter spoke, and as Peter spoke, Peter's words were like gold. Peter's words were like gold. Every word from Peter's mouth was precious. Was precious. Even before Peter opened his mouth. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit is speaking to us today. The preparation. Long before Peter opened his mouth. The preparation. The readiness. The excitement. The joy. The focus. Glory to God. Like the psalmist said, when I find your word, it's like I found great spoil. It's treasure. Precious treasure. The readiness. When Peter arrived, Cornelius went. He's a centurion. He's a highly placed man. But when this servant of God arrived in his home, he went and he was trying to worship him. The readiness, the preparedness of his heart. How precious this moment was to him. When Peter arrived, he went to worship him. Go back, before we go to Thessalonians, go back to Acts chapter 10, verse 25. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. Who is this man? Peter? The former fisherman? Cornelius? Who just saw a vision? And saw God and heard the voice of God, saw the angel from the presence of God, and got a direct inspiration and direct instruction from God. Cornelius is going to fall down at the feet of this former fisherman, turned apostle, turned preacher. Yeah. Most people will not even pay attention to him. Oh, hello. Hello. Oh, hello, Brother Peter. Brother Pete, welcome. We're so happy to have you, Brother Pete. Glory to God. I knew, oh my goodness, you look a little different from what I imagined when the Lord showed me in that mighty vision. What the Lord showed me in that mighty vision. I didn't think the person he was sending to me was this. Anyway, we're happy to have you, Brother Pete. Please sit down over there. The fine is, somebody please give Brother Pete a cup of water, please. Glory to God, glory. And then he'll go back and talk about the vision he saw. No. There's a humility about this man. There's a presence, there's a reverence. Glory to God, there's a reverence. Oh, hallelujah. No wonder Peter said, God is no respecter of persons, but everyone who treats him with reverential obedience, everyone who reverences God is accepted. The reason many people get turned away is they don't even have the first humility to receive. They don't have a focus. They don't have a prepared heart. They don't have a desire. Everything's just casual. Everything's just casual. That's why a lot is still missing. That's why a lot is still broken. You can do all you want. Go everywhere you want. Meet all the big shots in the world that you care for. Aspire to be in the class, the high class, highbrow, and aspire to work in the high society, high class of society, and measure up and do what everybody does and be called, yes, one of the people that is, you can keep aspiring. But none of that is going to take make a change to what is missing. None of that is going to heal what is broken. Nothing missing, nothing broken begins from the way we approach God, the way we approach His Word. God is a God of due order. Hallelujah. God is a God of due order. There's a time and a place for everything in God. There's a time to play, but then there's a time to be quiet, to reverence Him, to honor Him. There's a place of honor in the presence of God. Who is this man? Peter, the former fisherman. Cornelius, the Bible says in Acts 10:25, as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. Verse 26, but Peter took him up, saying, stand up. I myself am also a man. He knew that. Cornelius knew he was a man, but he knew he was a different kind of a man. He's God's messenger. And God's messenger represents God. And the way I relate with God's messenger is exactly the way I relate with God, whether I know it or not. He took him up, saying, stand up. I myself am also a man. Verse 27, and as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It began from the preparation to receive. Nothing missing, nothing broken begins from how we approach Him. Begins from how our readiness begins from how we carry Him, how we treasure Him. Look at it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. Paul writing, he said, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, glory to God, but as it is in truth. It's a revelation of divine truth. But as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually works also in you that believe. When you heard the word, you didn't hear it like it was a mere man that was speaking it to you. The way you heard it was different. The way you approached it was different. The way you received it was different. It was precious. It was like gold. It was like you found a hidden treasure. And because you approached the word of God like that, its power, the power in that word to supply what is missing, to heal what is broken, that power was released from heaven. Like in this meeting with Cornelius, while Peter spoke, the Holy Spirit fell upon all the people that were listening. Why? Because of the way they approach the word of God, because of the way they heard the word of God. He said, for this cause I thank God without ceasing, because that when you receive the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the revelation of divine truth. But as it is in truth, the word of God. You received it as the word of God, which effectually works also in you that believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love the way the Amplified puts it. We also especially thank God continually for this, that when you received the message of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of mere men, but as it truly is the word of God, which is effectually at work in you who believe, exercising its superhuman power in those who adhere to and trust in and rely on it. It is effectually at work in you. It is effectually at work in you. It is effectually at work in you. Notice, when you lay hold on divine truth, when you lay hold on the revelation of divine truth, it is effectually at work in you, in you who believe, exercising its superhuman power. Exercising its superhuman power. When Peter was speaking in the house of Cornelius, because of how they received the word, because of how they received the revelation of this divine truth, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. The Holy Ghost fell upon them. They didn't go to the altar yet. He didn't give an altar call yet. They didn't play music to try to, you know, get people in the mood. No, while he yet spoke, the Holy Ghost fell. Miracle began to happen. Superhuman power. Superhuman power. Meta. Superhuman power. My friends, a life of nothing missing, nothing broken begins from the way you receive the word. It begins from the way you lay hold on the revelation of divine truth. You may be hearing that same word, maybe for the 50th time that week. But this time, it is different. This time, God is in the room. God is in the room. Tell your neighbor, say, God is in the room. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, God is in the room. It's not time to be casual and to be flimsy and to be flippant and to be. No! God is in the room. He's greater than the president of the United States. He's greater than the king of Great Britain or any other king anywhere. God is in the room. God is in the room. The psalmist says, what does he say? He says, the Lord is in the room. Let the whole earth be quiet before. What is he talking about? He said, and then religious people took that out of context and everywhere. They don't move. They don't. That's not what he's saying. It's time to reverence him. It's time to reverence him. He's in the room. Hallelujah. To teach the children, to teach them about the presence of God early. Don't have an attitude in the presence of God. Teach them to serve with joy. With joy. Tell them to serve with joy. If they don't serve, we just slap them. Yes, slap them. And not in anger, but correct them. Tell them, like, if you've corrected them before, they are not, just slap them. Tell them, serve with joy. Serve with joy. Teach them early. Teach them early to embrace the things of God before the devil breaks their spirit, before the devil steals from them, and then there's a lot missing and a lot broke. Teach them early to reverence the presence of God, to reverence the word of God. Teach them early. Hallelujah. Teach them early. Nothing missing, nothing broken begins from how we approach the Word of God. Hallelujah. How we approach the Word of God. As Peter was speaking, he opened his mouth, he was speaking. The Holy Ghost fell upon them. The Holy Ghost fell upon them. My time is so far gone. This was not my design or my plan, but this is where we are today. Praise God. Before I close out, I want to give you a list of 5 things that must happen in our lives if there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. If we will enjoy the shalom of God continually. If we will enjoy the shalom of God continually, some things must happen in our lives continually. I want to quickly, before my time is gone, it's already gone, but before I'm completely out of time, I want to give you these 5 things. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for taking absolute control over this service, walking outside of the plan of a man. And speaking to us what you intended. And I give you praise, this gospel of shalom, that in the lives of your people there is nothing missing and there is nothing broken. Glory to God. If you will enjoy the blessing of nothing missing, nothing broken in your life continually, beginning today, in this season, for the rest of your life, not just 2025. Number 1, you must be led by the Holy Spirit and align with the will of God in every area of your life. You must be led by the Holy Spirit and align with the will of God in every area of your life. Number 2, you must walk in God's due order in every area of your life. You must walk in God's due order in every area of your life. Be whole and in order, spirit, soul, and body. Be whole and in order, spirit, soul, and body, in that order. Let me say this again. You must be whole. Well, from the beginning, walk in God's due order in every area of your life. Be whole and in order, spirit, soul, and body, in that order. Number 3, you must take on the high priestly ministry and anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ and immerse yourself in his covenant with you. Number 3, you must take on the high priestly ministry and anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ and immerse yourself in his covenant with you. Number 4, you must take on the anointing and mantle of the human priest to whom you are connected by God. Number 4, let me say that again. You must take on the anointing and mantle of the human priest to whom you are connected by God. Number 5, finally, you must be in unity in your home and in your Christian community or fellowship. Be in unity in your home and in your Christian community or fellowship. Commit to oneness in your family and in God's family, which is the body of Christ. Commit to oneness. Commit to oneness. Did you get all of that? I'm going to close in just a couple of minutes here. Glory to God. There's so much what I planned and prepared to minister in this service, but the Lord took us a different direction. Praise God. This was the right direction. Did you get that? Five, number one. Let's just go through that real quick. Number one, if you will enjoy the life of nothing missing, nothing broken, if you will enjoy the blessing of nothing missing, nothing broken in your life continually, then you must do these five things continually. Number one, be led by the Holy Spirit and align with the will of God in every area of your life. Number two, walk in God's due order in every area of your life. Be whole and in order, spirit, soul, and body, in that order. Number three, you must take on the high priestly ministry and anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ and immerse yourself in his covenant with you. Number four, you must take on the anointing and mantle of the human priest to whom you are connected by God. And finally, number five, you must be in unity in your home and in your Christian community or fellowship. Commit to oneness in your family and in God's family. Hallelujah. You are predestinated for God's blessings. Oh, glory to God. You are predestinated for a life of nothing missing, nothing broken. Like he tells us, the word of God tells us in Ephesians, we have been blessed by God with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We are predestinated. We are predestinated to be accepted by him. We are predestinated to be blessed by him. Let's look at those last two scriptures before we close out today. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3 to 6 and Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 in the Amplified. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And if we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, then we are blessed with all blessings, period. If we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, then we are blessed with all blessings, period. Verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. He predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. We are accepted in the beloved. And finally, let's read Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 in the Amplified. For we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. We're predestined for the good life. We're predestined for the life of nothing missing, nothing broken. We're predestined. Our embrace of the revelation of God's truth is what enables us in our lives, in different seasons, at different levels, to be able to enjoy the good life that He predestinated us to live. Something happened to you in this service. Something happened to you by the word of God that you received today. If you received that word and if you believed it, something fell upon you from heaven. The Holy Spirit Himself unleashed something upon your life. Something that was missing suddenly has been supplied. Something that was broken suddenly has been restored. The life of nothing missing, nothing broken. It's your experience from today. In the name of Jesus. Would you stand to your feet? Let's thank God for this word today. Let's thank God for this gospel of shalom the Lord sent to us. Let's thank God for what the Lord has done in our lives today. He was in the room. He was in the room. Let's thank God for what the Lord has accomplished today. Father, we give You the glory. Lord, we give You the praise. We magnify Your holy name. You alone are worthy to receive it. Receive it to yourself. Thank You, Father, for blessing Your people. Thank You for blessing Your people. Thank You, Father. We give You the glory and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.